Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Kuf Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Ches Amad Beis, 16 lines down, with the words Amar Rabbi Levi. Amar Rabbi Levi, ha'ichel matzah be'erv pa'pesach, ke'ba'al ha'usasei be'beis chamov, va'ba'al ha'usasei be'beis chamov leike. Rabbi Levi said, if a person eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's as if he had relations with his betrothed wife in his father-in-law's house, as he couldn't wait the short amount of time until their marriage, when she would have become permitted to him. And when it does so, receives lashes. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer, ben Chomet, ben Matzah Asa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says in the Baisa, both Chomet and Matzah are prohibited to eat throughout the entire daytime of Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that it is valid to slaughter the Korban Pesach in the morning of the 14th, in which case the prohibition of having Chomet at the time of slaughtering applies equally in the morning. Rabbi Simon b'shem b'shur ben Levi, Rabbi lehaya oichel lechomets lematzah men hador de Levi lechomets men hador de Yehuda ben Beseira. And if someone quoting Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that Rabbi did not eat chomets or matzah, he didn't eat matzah because of the statement of Rabbi Levi that we just had, and he didn't eat chomets because of the statement of Yehuda ben Beseira that we had. Rabbi tamidei de Yehuda ben Beseira hava, lehi tamidei de Yaakov ben Kuchaya hava. The Gemara asked, was Rabbi a student of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Wasn't he a student of Rabbi Yaakov ben Kuchai? Ella began to have a b'chor. Rather, he did it because he was the firstborn and he was therefore obligated to fast on Erev Pesach. Amma Rav Mana, Rav Yona, Abba, have a b'chor, have a achel. Rabbi Mana asked, well, my father Rav Yona was the firstborn and he ate. Amma Rav Tanchuma, lo min hador, ella min hador, Rabbi Istanis, have a kad achel, Rabbi Mama, le have a achel, Baramsha, she said, "Lekach lehava ochel hacha b'imama ad shekaleis lematzah." She said, "Betava." Rav Tanchuma said that wasn't the reason. Rather, Rebbe was a sensitive person, and whenever he ate in the daytime, he couldn't eat at night, and therefore he refrained from eating during the daytime of the 14th in order to eat the matzah with an appetite. Am Rabbi Levi ulefi shederach avodim liyos oichlim ma'umad v'kan liyos oichlim masubim leidia sheyotzu me'avdus lechayus. Rabbi Levi says that the reason for reclining is that it's the way of slaves to eat standing up, so one must eat whilst reclining in order to show that Bnei Yisrael went from slavery to freedom. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, oisei kazah she'adam yotzavei b'pesach tzach la'ichle meisav. Rabbi Simon quoting Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that the kazayis that a person eats on the night of Pesach must be eaten reclining. Rabbi Yosa bo koimei Rabbi Simon, afilu eved lifnei rabbi, afilu isha lifnei ba'ala. Rabbi Yosi asked Rabbi Simon, must a slave recline in front of his master, and a wife in front of her husband? Amalei, should say Barubi, Adkan Shamati. Rabbi Simon answered, I didn't hear this from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amma Rabbi Chia should say Ba'ada Lefi She'ein, Erev La'adam Lechol Minakupa, Vekan Afilim Min Tamchui. Rabbi Chia Ba'ada said, even though it's not pleasant for a person to take charity in order to eat, here he must do so in order to publicize the miracle of the Exodus. Tani tzarchu adam lismach lesamech es ishtoi ve'esbana v'regel. Vice is a person must rejoice with his wife and children on the festival. Bavim v'samcham, how does he achieve this? Bayayin, with wine. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, noshim v'roi lohen u'ketanim v'roi lohem, noshim v'roi lohem k'goin mesanim v'tzilzilin, u'ketanim v'roi lohem k'goin agoizim v'luzim. Rabbi Yehuda says, women rejoice with that which is suitable to them, and children with that which is suitable to them. So women rejoice with new shoes and small pieces of clothing, jewelry. Children rejoice with hazelnuts and walnuts. Amrin have a Rebbe, Tarfon, Avid Cain. They say that Rebbe Tarfon would do this, he would distribute nuts and roasted grains to the children, so they wouldn't fall asleep at the Seder night.